Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the egg word family. But before we do, we need to be reminded that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. Now, if you look at the top of your paper, you're going to see a picture. And I am going to sound out a word and see if you can find it. It will be a word in the egg word family. The egg word family is made up of two letters and two sounds. Egg. Egg. It's an E-G. Egg. Short E says eh, eh, eh. Ready? Can you find p-egg? P-egg. P-egg. Peg. I'm going to give you a hint because this one's kind of hard. It is something that you can hang your backpack up on. Do you see it? So can you tell how many pegs are on that piece of wood where that backpack is hanging? How many pegs are there? Yes, there are three pegs. Each one of those is a peg. Let's color the pegs red. Any kind of red will work. Color each peg red. Peg belongs in the egg word family. P-egg. P-egg. It's the E and the G making the egg sound. P-egg. Boys and girls, put down your red crayon. Let's color the piece of wood that the pegs are on. Let's color it brown. We'll color around the pegs. So peg belongs in our egg word family. There are three sounds in peg. Can you tell me the sounds in peg? Can you sound it out for me? I hope you said p-egg. P-egg. Good. Two more seconds. Two, one. Let's color the backpack hanging on the peg. Let's color it blue. Let's make a blue backpack. All right, so let's try something. If you know p-egg says peg, I want you to take the p in peg. I want you to take it away, and I want you to change it for a b. So instead of p-egg, change it for b-egg. What word will you get? Beg. Peg, beg. Those are both in the egg word family. Here's one that's a nonsense word. Ready? Take away the p in peg and change it to t, 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 tag. No, I don't know what a tag is. It's a nonsense word. It's a silly word, but it belongs in the egg word family. Take two more seconds for your blue backpack. I'm almost finished with mine. Two, and one. All right, put down your blue crayon. See if you can find this picture. Ready? O-egg. 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 Leg. Oh my goodness. Let's count the legs in our picture. How many legs are there? One, two, three, four, five, six. Because there's three people, so there's six legs. All right, do you see the little girl with the star on her shirt? Let's color her pant legs purple. Find a purple crayon. We're coloring the legs of her pants purple. Oh, egg. Oh, egg. Can you tell me all three sounds in leg? Can you sound it out for me? Oh, egg. It has oh, eh is our shorty, g, g, good. All right, put down your purple crayon. Do you see the boy? Let's put him in some blue pants. We want his legs, the legs of his pants, to be blue. So leg and peg rhyme. So does teg, the makeup word that I just did, the nonsense word that I just did. All right, so he's got some blue pant legs. Take two more seconds, two, one, and then do you see the mom in the picture? All right, let's color the legs of her pants pink. Find a pink crayon, and each leg of her pant will be pink. So we've got some purple legs and some blue legs, and now we have pink legs. These are the legs of their pants. Leg, oh, egg, rhymes with p, egg, peg, leg, peg. Then we have t, egg. All right, two more seconds for those pink pants, the pink legs of his mom and her mom. Two, one, put down your crayon. Let's move on. Ready for this? All right, here we go. B, egg. We've already done it. We've already practiced it. B, egg. Beg. Boys and girls, the boy is trying to beg his mom for that money. Have you ever done that? Have you ever? Oh, boy. Looks like she's going to give him some. But he is begging. Look, his hands are together like, please, 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 can I have $2? So beg. He is begging. He is going to beg his mom. Let's color his hair yellow. Find a yellow crayon and color his hair yellow. He is going to beg for money. All right, take the b out of beg and change it. We're going to do another nonsense word. Change it to a instead of b, egg, change it to egg, heg. I don't know what it is. It's a nonsense word, but it belongs in the egg family. Put down your yellow crayon. Let's give this boy who is going to beg his mom for money, let's give him a red shirt. Go ahead and color his shirt red. When words belong in the same word family, they rhyme. Beg, leg, peg, beg, teg, heg. All of these words rhyme. Two more seconds for a red shirt. Two, one. And let's give him some brown shoes. Let's give him some brown shoes. All right. Can you tell me if we take away the b in beg and change it to r, what do we get? Instead of b, egg, change it to r, egg. Reg. Another nonsense word. Two more seconds. Two. One. All right, boys and girls. Here's another word in the egg family. Ready? Egg. 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 Meg. That is the name of the little girl with the star on her shirt. That is Meg. It can be short for Megan. I have a friend named Megan, and sometimes we call her Meg. Let's color Meg's shirt with the star on it. Let's color it. Let's do green. Let's give her a green shirt with a green star. So this is Meg. Can you tell me the sounds in Meg? Sound out Meg for me. Good. M-egg. M-egg. The first sound is what? What letter makes up the first sound? M. And then our middle sound is shorty. E-e-e. And the last sound is g-g. Meg. Excellent. Let's color Meg's hair black. Find your black crayon and color her hair black. Meg has black hair. Meg is standing by the peg for her backpack. Meg is standing by the peg. Meg has a purple leg. Two of them, in fact. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. While you're holding onto your black crayon, let's color her shoes black. Meg has on some black shoes. Excellent. That shouldn't take you too long there, little. All right, put down your black crayon. There's one more that I want to tell you about. It sounds like one we've already had. Ready? P-egg. P-egg. Peg. All right, we already colored the peg that the backpack is hanging on, but guess what? The mom's name is Peg. It can be someone's name. It could be short for Peggy, or it could just be her name, Peg. The mom's name is Peg. Let's give mom a purple shirt to go with her pink pants. Let's give mom, whose name is Peg, a purple shirt. So Peg can mean two different things. It could mean what you hang your backpack on, or it could be the name of a person. And his mom, the boy that is going to beg for money, his mom is named Peg. Yep, Peg. All right, so she's got a purple shirt. Take two more seconds. Let's color her hair brown. Go ahead and color her hair brown. So, because all of these words are in the same word family, that means they all end the same. They all end with E-G, egg. Then they rhyme. And when words rhyme, you get to sing because they rhyme so perfectly. Or you could write a poem like, the boy will beg his mom. His mom is named Peg. He will beg her by the peg to put his backpack on. Two more seconds. Two, one. Boys and girls, the last thing we need to do is color the money that the boy is going to beg for. Let's color that money green. Color that money green. And then we're going to put down our crayon and work at the bottom of our page. All right, green money. There we go. Oh, all right, I agree with you. We need to do her shoes. Let's color her shoes. Put down those green, that green crayon in two. One, let's give her some purple shoes to match her shirt. Purple shoes. They kind of look like slippers. Maybe she's working from home today. I don't know. All right, that's Peg, his mom. He is going to beg her for some money. His little sister is named Meg. They hang their backpacks up on a peg, and they each have a leg times two. All right, put down your purple crayon and find your pencil. Look at number one. Boys and girls, if you look at number one on your page, you're going to see a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the picture for you. You circle it if it belongs in our egg word family. Number one is sad. Look at the little girl. She is sad. Does sad belong in our? No, leave that alone. Oh, the next one. Look at that little doggy. He is going to beg. Yes, he is. Egg, circle it. That belongs in our egg family. B-egg. What about kit? Emergency kit. No. Scoot across. Look at what that arrow is pointing to on that girl. What is that? Leg. Yes, circle it. We practiced that. We colored them. How about pot? No. All right. And then this girl, she has an M on her shirt. And I am here to tell you that her name is Meg. Yes, circle it. Meg belongs in our family. So you should have circled the little dog that will beg, the little girl with the leg, the arrows pointing to the leg, and the last picture, the girl with the M on her shirt, because that is Meg. All right, let's go down to number two. Let's read it. It's a word. It says b-egg. Beg. Will you trace the circle around E and G? That makes up our word family. Scoot over. Let's write the missing letters. B, E, G, beg. And scoot over. Let's write the whole word. B, 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 E, G, Beg. Check it. You should have B-E-G. All right, number three, read it. Egg. Meg. It's her name. That's why there's a capital M. Trace the circle around E and G. Scoot over. Let's fill in the missing word family letters. E-G. And then scoot over. Let's write the word Meg. Capital M. Make sure it's a capital because it's her name. Egg. Check it. You should have M, capital M, E-G. Number four. Oh, look, it's a pirate with a peg leg. We're going to write the word peg. That's a peg leg. P-E-G. G-G-G. Check it. You should have P-E-G. Peg. And our last one is leg. O-O-L-E-G-G-G. Check it. You should have L-E-G. You got it, boys and girls. We did it. We are now experts for the egg word family. That's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.